how I wrote 3 PhD theses in 6 years. I published 2 books on Amazon and 120,000 words on Substack, but nobody gave me diplomas. And I have a picture of the programs I like the best: Things, Scrivener, and Substack. If you don't write seriously, you may think I am a nitpicker. Advanced writers may find these ideas elementary or confining. My initial mission was to expose medical corruption. Physicians are not trained to write, so I studied that as well. Books and essays about writing are easy to find. As you read, practice, and your skills improve, doctors' writing skills will start to seem unrefined. Here are some basics. If your writing is not outstanding, you will be ignored no matter how good your ideas are. Your sole goal is to shepherd your readers through your material. It is not about you, so never show off. If you are a beginner, you can still do competent work if you spend enough time editing. Perfection might require 50 drafts, but if you've been studying and thinking about a subject for years, you may only need a few. You must, quote, kill your darlings. This means to cut, chop, and burn any part of your work that does not fit perfectly with the rest, no matter how much you like it. If you rewrite enough, excellent inspiration and even greatness may emerge. As your skills improve, it all requires less effort. You must have both foundational knowledge about the subject and enough life experience to interpret it. You must write several hours a day for years to learn this craft. Rewriting over and over is the only possible path to competence unless you're a genius. It's freakily time-consuming, but satisfying if you have the, quote, writer's bug. All writing and all thought should be condensed into chunks of 1,000 to a maximum 2,500 words. This is the ideal chapter or essay length. Much more, and you lose everyone. Your word processor will tell you where you are. Long, awkward posts that have sound ideas can be trimmed into excellence with enough effort. Some recommend racing through their first draft, then editing, but this doesn't work for me. You must get all the help you can from friends, editors, and family. Pay the good ones if you have the resources. College writing professors say that their best students need little help and their worst ones can't be helped. But mentors are vital. Use your thesaurus aggressively. One critical skill is to simplify vocabulary by using it in a reverse fashion. If you think of a complex descriptive word, use it to find one that is more common and appropriate. I prefer powerthesaurus.org. Structure is everything. Your reader must flow from one point to another. Make them stumble and they will leave. To get it right, rearrange words in the sentence, sentences in the paragraphs, and the paragraphs themselves. Revise your title and internal topic headings over and over until they're perfect. Correct usage and logic errors. For the final polish, read the document aloud. Style tips. Read George Orwell's essay, Politics and the English Language, I've got the link, monthly until it is part of your thinking. Here is an excerpt. Number one, never use a metaphor, simile, or other figure of speech that you're used to seeing in print. Number two, never use a long word when a short one will do. Number three, if it is possible to cut a word out, always cut it out. Number four, never use the passive when you can use the active. Number five, never use a foreign phrase, a scientific word, or a jargon word if you can think of an everyday English equivalent. Number six, break any of these rules sooner rather than say anything outright barbarous. Grammar and usage errors cause readers to pause and some to quit. Learn how to weed these out. Review punctuation rules until they're part of your hard drive. A few tips. Dashes are used for emphasis or drama. Don't overdo it. Which is used when separating clauses and requires a comma. That does not require a comma. Combining sentences using commas can work. Dependent clauses at the beginning of sentences requires commas, while at the end they don't. Be consistent. Either use or avoid contractions. Don't mix with do not in the same document. Two adjectives side by side modifying the same noun should be separated by commas. Lists separated by commas must include a comma after the next to last item. Typos invariably creep into heavily edited final manuscripts. Hire a proofreader to correct these if you want your work to rise to the near perfection of a book. You should check your writing by copying and pasting each chapter into a website that measures grade level, and I have a link. The document you are reading is at 6th grade level, which is excellent. My first book was at 11th grade level, and my second, written after more practice, was at 9th. Other key tips. Paragraphs should be 5 sentences or less. This is a firm but not absolute rule. Sometimes one sentence works perfectly. Delete 95 to 99% of your adverbs. If you can't write without them, you need more practice. Make your sentences as declarative and simple as you can. Full-time writers should use parentheses every other week or never. Write around them. Your online blog post may have some style individuality. Don't overdo this or it will irritate readers. I use bold, large, or capitalized font at the start of a few related paragraphs. Books must be more traditional. Learn about the passive voice from essays and programs such as the paid version of Grammarly. Passive has its uses, especially for nonfiction writers. They should not try to abolish it completely. Fiction writers must drive a stake through its heart, and they may also use more metaphors. All authors of either fiction or nonfiction are required to read great fiction. This improves skills. Some authors reread their favorites many times. Hunter S. Thompson hand-copied Dickens's books. Sentence structure should be as short as possible without overdoing it. Throwing in an occasional longer, more complex one helps the flow. Your writing program will tutor you. I used the paid version of Grammarly for years, and my prose benefited. Some of my friends use HemingwayApp.com, and there are others. Here are 3 errors out of the 16 that the free version of Grammarly found in my first draft, and I have an image of red underlinings in a few paragraphs. Other programs. Use Scrivener for books. This is a firm recommendation. It has a wonderful autocorrect function and simplifies many other tasks. These include moving chapters around and searching the entire manuscript. It automatically backs up on your hard drive at intervals. If you don't use it, you will waste a quarter of your time. Having MS Word on your computer is helpful. This isn't cheap. You should also be familiar with Google Docs. This can be used to publish individual documents on the web for free. These have their own URLs, which is useful in many circumstances. Fonts. Writers spend lifetimes obsessing over fonts. I spent a week reading about them. You can go as deep as you want, or you can take my advice and use Georgia. This is a modern, quote, serif type that is appropriate for both print and on the computer. It's free. Your typeface size should be considerate of older people. They can't read the small ones. Backup and censorship. Do not forget to back up. For Substack, I copy and paste each post into a Scrivener document as a chapter. Unlike many other word processing programs, this works well for text, format, and images. If you decide to later write a book, your posts are on a program that allow convenient editing, organization, and manipulation. I also copy my desktop at intervals onto a hard drive. Apple, Google, or Dropbox cloud backup is also a good idea. Research the trade-offs between these, including the potential for censorship and deplatforming. I always copy and preserve the URL with its post. In the worst circumstance, my computer and backups could be stolen or lost. Substack could go down, be bought, or be censored. But if I have those URLs, keep them secret, keep them safe, I can still recover my content using the Wayback Machine Internet Archive. As long as the Wayback is alive and well, nothing ever dies on the internet. But viewing current trends, there is concern even here. You can also direct the Wayback Archive to save your posts under a new URL at the time you finish each one. This might be more secure. Preserve your content and you live to fight another day. Substack is as yet uncensored, but it is worth more dead than alive to the global predators, and it may be someday soon sold to a giant. If this happens, savvy authors with backups will be able to move to the next platform at a moment's notice. Bastyon, bastyon.com might be the best choice because it is rumored to be censor-proof. Your inspiration. Your age, intellect, and experiences dictate what you can credibly write about. For example, older people can write about the issues of youth, but the reverse is usually difficult. Another example, current events seen through the lens of Chris Bay, an academic American history expert, yields insights. Another, Grant Horner is a Christian academic and a Milton scholar who often has a fresh take on complex matters. My outlook on today's events combines my medical background, the medical corruption material, and my recent research. You must be comfortable writing through your own eyes. You have important insights that are yours alone, and you must share them to write well. It may feel like a privacy invasion, and you may be fearful, but this is necessary to get the best out of yourself. Where am I in this writing fraternity? I am a popularizer and rewriter of important ideas originally told with prose in need of editing and shortening. I can also occasionally synthesize important ideas. Like most middling writers, I must spend untold hours editing. I have developed some podcasting skills. Narration and podcasting. Substack and other platforms allow you to narrate your post. With practice, most people find it is easier than writing. Use a free recording program on your computer, such as GarageBand for Mac, and download the result on your blogging platform rather than using their recorder. That way you keep a backup. Your voice clarity will improve and serve you well on podcasts. Go on as many podcasts as you can and speak about your content. Pitch them at matchmaker.fm, which is $100 a year. Other sites that hook you up are more expensive. Let me know if you find any good ones. Be courteous and helpful to beginning podcasters. Try not to turn down any offers to speak, even on small platforms. These may lead to bigger gigs. Doing your own podcast on Substack, Buzzsprout, or other platforms requires another modest learning curve. The microphone and video camera together are about $180, and some of the support websites are $20 a month. You can post on Rumble, BitChute, or others. YouTube has turned against us and actively censors. You are committing to sitting in front of a computer all day, so learn about electric and magnetic fields, EMFs, and take simple steps to moderate your exposure. These are short wavelength radiation coming from Wi-Fi, microwaves, and cell towers. You can turn your cell phone to airplane mode as much as you can. Use your cell solely on speaker and keep it away from your ears. The small print warnings for your device recommend this. Holding modern phones to the ear is increasingly suspected of causing tumors. Turn off your home's Wi-Fi at night. Stay away from your microwave when it's in use or replace it with a convection oven. Some disconnect their Wi-Fi altogether and hardwire their TVs and computers to Ethernet. This older technology works well, but is less convenient. Read about these dangers of EMF exposure. The Children's Health Defense website is a good source. You can then develop a personal risk assessment. This is taken far more seriously in Europe than in the U.S. Tips for book self-publishing and marketing. Kindlepreneur.com, KindlePreneur.com is the best single source. Vellum, VELLUM typesetting program is excellent, or you can use a contractor. Scrivener writing program is a hard recommendation. Amazon ads are also very powerful. They censor some material, however, such as treatments that compete with Big Pharma's drugs. They refuse to cover Hormone Secrets, my second book. I recommend working with a contractor. I found mine on Kindlepreneur.com, and he has placed hundreds of thousands of keywords for me. His name is Michael Stawicki, and he's at resurrectingbooks.com/ads-ry. And he gets half of the profits. Your book cover, the title, and the blurb must be perfect or your book won't sell. Read that again. Learn how to do it, then spend weeks perfecting yours. Yes, weeks. If you manage to make money, you are an exceptional animal. My earnings after over 5 years of full-time effort are most often less than $500 a month. This includes my two books, which are on both Amazon and other markets. I also get a small income from Substack. I might have done better had I focused more on marketing, but I was more interested in spreading my messages. Mark Dawson's course mentioned below might help you make money. Fiction is far more likely to be profitable. Successful authors usually write a lot of words, sometimes over 100,000 every month or two. References for this include Stephen King's book, On Writing, Stephen Pressfield's book, Do the Work, War of Art, Turning Pro, and John McPhee's book, Draft Number 4, On the Writing Process. Listen to podcasts. I didn't like most of them that were about writing. The ones for book marketing include Dave Chesson at Kindlepreneur.com, Mark Dawson's self-publishing show, James Altucher's show originally inspired me to write, but he seems to have devolved, or maybe I've matured. It's hard to get a handle on that one.